Tomorrow and Thursday, the Portland City Council will meet to dispense with city business and hear public testimony. The elephant in the room will be the mayor's proposed ordinance allowing the police and permitting authorities to severely limit the duration, mobility, and spontaneity of protest events in the city. The ACLU of Oregon and other groups have raised concerns about how the proposed changes will impact citizens' constitutional rights for free speech and assembly. The ordinance does not appear on this week's agenda, however, so the elephant will remain in the shadows for at least another week. Tomorrow morning, Council will declare October 2018 to be Filipinx American Heritage Month, and they will hear invited testimony on a new rule requiring city employees to disclose outside work, as Multnomah County employees are already required to do. Don't get too excited, though. Portland police officers and lieutenants will be exempted from any new ordinance in favor of the disclosure policy already found in their collective bargaining agreements with the city, which are much less transparent. On Thursday afternoon, the council will also proclaim October 2018 to be Disability Employment Awareness Month and vote on whether to initiate work on an overhaul of the city's TV and film permitting office. The council will also have a hearing on Thursday over a permit filed by Imago Dei Church in inner southeast Portland to expand its parking lot. A neighbor is appealing the city's approval of the permit, saying that it will require the removal of an old black pine tree in a neighborhood already devastated by Dutch elm disease, among a number of other issues with the permit. The appeal also mentions that Imago Dei did not mention in their permit application that the expanded lot may be used to provide camping space for people without housing. This is based on an interview given by one of Imago Dei's elders, Ben Sand, to Coin TV back in June, in which he said that the church would like to use its parking lot for that purpose. The hearings officer who reviewed and approved the application said that he was not allowed to consider the, quote, possibility of a future camp on the lot, because it was not proposed formally in the application. The neighbor appealing the permit says that Imago Dei's application mentions only day use for the parking lot, and says that the Coin interview is, quote, evidentiary of the applicant's true intent, unquote. Imago Dei is currently one of a handful of locations in the Portland area that provides space for emergency severe weather shelters during the coldest parts of the year. The Thursday hearing is scheduled for no earlier than 2:30 p.m. For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.